Because if I got any kind of sin in my life, he says he's not going to hear your prayer. Is that what he said? So if there's anybody you want to hear that prayer, it's God. You don't care if anybody else hears it, but you want to make sure he hears it. So you want to make sure you have got rid of all wickedness and you're walking with a pure heart. Is that what he said? So can I tell just a little bitty lie once in a while, still have a pure heart? No, huh? I got to be honest all the time, right, Bill? When I walk out of the store, I got 2 cents too much change. What do I got to do? I got to take it back. That's right. Got to take it back. I'm stealing. That's right. Now, do you want a pure heart? I do. If you got a pure heart and you got rid of all wickedness, then when you bow before the king, will he hear your prayer? Yes, he will. Will he do great and wonderful things? Ooh, will he do great and wonderful things? Then he says, with these weapons, we conquer their rebellious ideas and we teach them to obey Christ. And we will punish those who remain disobedient after the rest of you become loyal and obedient. Ooh, I wonder if that's what he meant when he said, do you want me to come to you with a rod or in love? I think I'll take the love, don't you? So they pray for me and do everything else, and I decide, well, I'm going to be stiff-necked and rebellious. I ain't changing. Paul says, I thought you said you were a Christian. I am. He said, and you ain't changing. He said, boys, go get the cat of nine tails out. We're going to work on him. Now, if people would not change after we prayed and we got the cat of nine tails out after them, you reckon it might change them? When's the last time you saw somebody get beat with a cat of nine tails? You ain't never, have you? Anybody? Richard said he's seen, huh? It's amazing what would happen if we were to do it God's way. If we were to chasten after we prayed and did everything, if the church would not straighten their act up. Well, of course, first of all, he tells us one thing to do is just don't have a meal with them. You know, don't sit down with somebody who won't walk holy. But if we pray for you and you don't get squared away, what do we do when he says we will punish those who remain disobedient after the rest of you become loyal and obedient? So if Paul comes and he gets out the rod, anybody remember where he said, do you want me to come to you in love or with a whip? And Paul, somebody said, you know, surely they would never spank us in the church. No, he ain't talking about spanking. He's talking about beating you with a rod. Have you ever seen anybody get beat with a rod in the church?
No.
So, oh, but you know, God would never do that to us. Well, if we were to take a few of these old stiff-necked boys that say they're Christians, that's not willing to straighten their act up, take them in and some old boy like me were to whop them 4 or 5 times across, what do you think might happen to that boy? He's either going to stop coming to church or he's going to change. Is that right? What? You won't love your wife like Christ loved the church? No, you don't know what that girl did to me. Oh, get him over here. You a Christian? Yes. Strip his shirt off of him. Jack, here, you take the whip. Hit him first 3 times. And hit him hard. In love. Hit him in love. Whop. And after 3 licks, he says, oh, I give. I love her. I promise I'll love her like Christ loved the church. Oh, okay. He's turning blues. He's okay. You don't see that in the church, do you? Isn't that amazing? Under the old covenant, the children of Israel, if they disobeyed God and there was a sexual sin in the old covenant, did they get beaten with a cat of nine tails? They got what? Until dead. Somebody said, you know, but God, he would never do that to us. Where did those rules come from? From God. Stone them till dead. So see, you know, if we were to do things a little more like God says, we might have some better men in the church, you know it? We might have some better men. We'd have less too, right? But the ones we had, they'd be good as, would they? They would be, because we wouldn't have any men that would go out and sin. All they'd have to do would be chastised one time, and they would remember that sin. But see, here's the secret. Since we don't do it, God does it. He chastens men that are not chastened by the church. That's why we got so many sick men in the church. He chastens them. Does Scripture clearly confirm that God chastens people with sickness and pain? Yeah, it's written, isn't it? God chastens people with sickness and pain. So if we won't do what God tells us to do, He will take it. And He will chasten those people. And you see people all the time with sickness and disease. Whereas, just think, which way had you rather have it? As a man, had you rather have somebody teach you these things way back yonder, and you learn that there's a consequence that goes with it, and you obey, or else, or if you get out there and get off of the straight and narrow, and two or three men in the church bring you and say, now, if you're really going to be a child of God, and you're going to walk with God, you're either going to walk it straight and narrow, or we're going to beat you with a rod. And they strip your shirt off, and they beat him three times. And they say, hit him three times, hard, leave whips on his back. Somebody says, good grief, Thurman, you're so hard. Okay, if I beat him three times, and he stops doing it, he's going to walk the straight and narrow. Next time he even thinks about turning off that path, what's going to be the first thing in his mind? Those stripes. I'm getting back over here. Is that the way you had to raise your children? Yes. You raised your children like that. And if you raised your sons especially like that, you got good boys now. Whereas if you didn't do that, they have no respect for nobody. They suffer the consequences through life. And nobody understands that that's why they're suffering. Because God has no respect for persons. He don't care if you're female or male. He will discipline you. And you won't like the pain. So which way had you rather have it? A man that will not obey God, the church takes him and disciplines him, even in physical, if he won't listen to prayer and you can't get him done other way, if you physically discipline, like Paul's talking about there, and the guy comes back in that straight line, always remembering, there's a consequence if I get away from God. I'm going to walk holy in His presence, and he goes through his whole life, lives to be 80, 90, or 100 years old, and has no sickness and disease, and is a great man of God, or would you rather him not be disciplined, and when he gets to be 50 years of age, something happens in a car wreck, and it breaks off an arm, or he winds up with no arm? God disciplined. Or he comes in with sickness and pain. I mean, God's going to discipline you. He says He will. But His people just don't put it together, do they? I'll have to agree, I think the best way to do it is in prayer, don't you? I think the best way to do it is in prayer. When's the last time you heard in church that you might get beat with a rod? Never heard that. I mean, what do you think Paul meant when he says, are you going to straighten your act up, or do you want me to come to you in love or with a whip? He meant it, didn't he, Bill? Yeah, sure. And I think the Corinthian church was one of those perfect examples because they were a wicked bunch over there. He really stayed on their case. Of course, we don't have any people like that in America today. Isn't it amazing? Was Paul ever disciplined with a cat of nine tails? How many times? Five times. The cat of nine tails, he was beaten 39 stripes with the cat of nine tails. Five times. How many times was he beaten with rods? Three times. How many times was he stoned and left for dead? One. How many times did he be shipwrecked in the sea? Isn't it awful what Paul went through? I mean, he went through some judgment, didn't he, Tom? Now, you and me have never experienced those kind of things, have we? I hope not. I hope I don't have to. But Paul did that because he taught the Word of God. I can't even imagine what it would feel like somebody come in and say, Bill, take that shirt off. We're going to get you. Today we're going to beat you 39 times with a cat of nine tails. Can you imagine what your back would look like when they got through with you? Yeah, that's exactly right. But Paul was beaten like that. And you know, now that if that's what it would take to straighten you up, if the young men or a middle-aged man were to get away from God and you were to do that to him and straighten him back up and bring him back in line, would it be better than seeing him later? Because, and tell him, you've got to love your wife. You can't, we will have no divorces in the church. You're a member of the Church of the Living God. He says there will be no divorces. So you tell me you're going to divorce your wife, I'm going to ask you why you married her in the first place. Well, I loved her. Then what's the problem now? Well, you know, she's not doing things like I want her to. Well, then what you supposed to do? Well, are you submitting to your husband? Absolutely not. Then, woman, you got to submit to your husband. Well, I ain't going to. Well, then we get the cat of nine tails out and we bust her little backside. You know, first of all, we pray for her. Jack, you better do that in love. It's always okay if somebody else is getting beat, not me. Y'all know where I'm coming from? But now, if we were to get the church to... In other words, the first thing we do is always pray and ask God to soften their heart and change them. Show them what they're doing wrong. But if they absolutely refuse to do what God says, when Paul says, you want me to come to you in love or with a whip? Are you going to straighten your axe up, or do I have to come with a whip? So if somebody come with a whip, and somebody did have to be whipped, a woman or a man, I mean, to straighten them up, how many divorces is there supposed to be in the Church of the Living God? How many?
Zero.
Do we have zero in the church today? Let me ask you this question. How many of you people in this room, as Christians, have been married and divorced at least one time? See there? A whole bunch of you. A whole bunch of you, see? Been married and divorced. So, what was wrong? Something happened, and you either didn't know who you were back there, or you didn't know how to pray. All of the above, right? So, I mean, the reason we have divorces in the church is because, number one, most men have never heard God hates divorce. They've never heard that. So if they haven't heard that, and of course a lot of women never heard that either. And you know, a lot of women never heard this thing, wives, you have to submit to your husband in all things. I mean, I've had women come up and tell me, you got to be lost, you got to lost your mind. If you think I'm going to submit to that, you got another thing coming. I said, but you know, God says you have to. Well, I'm not going to. Boy, the other day when we was in Norway, there's a lady waited till the end. She came up, she said, I agree with some of the things you preach, but said, when you preached about submission of women, wives to husbands, she said, I don't agree with that at all. She said, I go to a great big church here in Norway, and I've been going there for years, and I have never heard that even mentioned in church.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Use God's Mighty Weapons, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.